listening to the Orthodox Christian Hour, coming to you from the St. Anthony Orthodox Church in San Diego, California. I'm Father John Braun, and I'm interviewing Father John Finley, who is from Santa Barbara, California, and who works with the Department of Missions and Evangelism for the Antiochian Orthodox Christian Archdiocese of North America. He's a missionary, and he works in establishing new parishes, but he also works in helping young churches get their feet really wet well in the music that they use. Father John, take us to another piece of music. What else can you offer us as far as worship and music?
You're listening to the Orthodox Christian Hour featuring Father John Braun.
Father John, I really like that. I love Ikona. I've heard them sing before. And I want you to tell us now, where is this used and why?
Okay. The name of the tune, or the name of the hymn, is O Gladsome Light. It's one of the oldest extant hymns that we have in the church. It's from the 3rd century. It's sung right in the middle of the Vespers service. The Vespers service revolves basically around four themes. The first being that of the creation and acknowledging the goodness of the creation that God made. We do that with Psalm 104, Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, thou art very great. And then we go into the Let My Prayer Arise, which we played here earlier, that expresses the theme of the fall from the goodness of the creation and our repentance. Let my prayer arise before thee. I cry out to thee, but Lord, bring my soul out of prison that I may give thanks unto thy name. And so these are the psalms that we're using. And then we move into this hymn, the theme that revolves around this hymn, O Gladsome Light. Who is the O Gladsome Light? It's Jesus Christ. When God became a man, redemption came into the world. And, of course, we celebrate this at Christmas time, and so it's such an awesome thing. But yet, is the incarnation something just for Christmas? Is something for every day of my life, every moment of my life, if I'm a Christian? And so, so gladsome light of the Father, you are the sacred, celestial, blessed Jesus Christ. And so we come to the setting of the sun, seeing the evening light, and that is a manifestation in calling our hearts and minds to worship the one true light of God, the Son of God.
Now, Father John, let me ask you this, just because I think I know the answer, but I think the folks listening would like to know the answer too. You sing this at Vespers, and now that we have come to the setting of the sun, I think you might be able to tell us a little bit. We treat the clock and the calendar a little bit differently than some do. So what actually, in regard to clock and calendar, what's happening right now when we sing Gladsome Light?
We're inaugurating the new day.
At night?
Well, if somebody doesn't like it, they can take it up with God, because he started it when he said, in evening and morning were day one.
Each day it was evening and morning.
Evening and morning. And we know that if we study the Jewish tradition and the Jewish calendar, that the day was inaugurated in the evening. And there's nothing that Christ did that annulled that after the new covenant. You know, it's not like that something got reversed in terms of that order. And so we continue on in this liturgical continuity, and we see it in the eve of feast. You know, what's Halloween? Halloween. It's All Hallows Eve, inaugurating the November the 1st, which is All Saints Day in the Western churches. And so hallowed, All Hallows Eve, the evening before, inaugurates the feast. Christmas Eve. What's Christmas Eve? I mean, we're already inaugurating the services and the celebration of Christmas by having this Eve. So on Saturday nights in our church, I mean, we can do this every day. We're not always, you know, physically up to it, but at least on Saturday nights we have the Vesper service that inaugurates and begins and ushers in the Lord's Day, Sunday.
And that way it puts us in control of the calendar instead of the calendar in control of us. I kind of like that, mm-hmm. that we decide, not midnight, but that in our worship, we determine when the day changes. And right. we're not locked into a 60-second, 60-minute, 24-hour day. Now, I know that's not super crucial, but it's also nice to know that when it comes to worship, that we are the ones that are entering into eternity, where time isn't the big issue, and we enter actually into an eternal day. Now, I'm going to ask you again, why do you do this in the middle of your service? Why is it there? Is it because it puts Jesus right in the middle of your service? If so, I think that's terribly appropriate. Or why is it put there? Is there a reason for this?
Well, I think you answered your own question, yeah, to highlight the fact that, you know, Jesus is the focus. Jesus is everything. Jesus is the reason.
And you're going to start your day.
And that's how we're going to start our day.
You're going to finish your old day with Jesus, and you're going to start your new day with Jesus.
That's right.
Now, I'd like to get at least one more piece of music on here so that the listeners get an opportunity to hear Orthodox Christian church music, most of whom have never heard it. What else can you show us in terms of Orthodox Christian music?
This is a baptismal hymn. Obviously, the hymn is taken from one of St. Paul's letters, "All who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." It's our baptismal hymn, and when we baptize somebody, we sing this hymn. That's a part of the service.
Father John, that sounds like scripture just being sung. Do you sing scripture? Does this fit?
You mean, do we do scripture songs? We do. We do all the time. This is a baptismal hymn. And not only that, but on the major feast days of the year, which anciently was when most of the baptisms took place, we sing this hymn. We sing it at Epiphany and Pentecost, you know, all the big days of the year we sing this. So it's a very important and very meaningful hymn to us.
The song you just played for us, that is just scripture only.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, and you actually know much more about the music of the Orthodox Church than I do, if I'm not mistaken, many of the hymns that we do are just scripture only. But that doesn't mean that we feel that's the only legitimate hymnody for the church to use. But that is an issue, is it not?
Like we were talking about these four themes of Vespers, and we got through three of them. You know, but the first one, where we sing, we either read or sing Psalm 104, be 103 in the Septuagint. I don't want to confuse people, but you know, bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord, my God, thou art very great. So that's just straight scripture. And then the O Lord, I have cried, where we acknowledge the fall of man and we seek repentance and turning back towards God. Straight scripture out of the Psalms. And then O Gladsome Light is an ancient Christian hymn that's based on the scriptures. It's not straight scripture. But then the fourth and final theme is looking towards the end and the culmination of the age. And what we do is we sing, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, the song of St. Simeon or the canticle of St. Simeon, straight scripture right out of the Gospel of Luke.
Now, as long as we're at this point, because I think this is crucial, very often a criticism of Orthodox Christians is that we don't do a great deal of teaching. I would maintain, quite to the contrary, that we just do a very biblical type of teaching, because St. Paul said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Does that relate to the experience you described on your train trip from Santa Barbara to San Diego? Can you relate Christian music and teaching?
Well, absolutely. You know, and you know, another thought that crosses my mind, you know, maybe somebody says we don't teach that much. You know, how much do you think we would be teaching in the United States if we had a gun to our head saying, you know, if you teach the Christian faith, you're going to be put in prison or you're going to be killed? You know, and this is what happened in Russia in the 20th century. You know, people were threatened with their lives, and the church continued to thrive underground. And as soon as the communist yoke dropped in 1989, it exploded because of the latent power that was always there.
They never could make them stop their hymnody, could they?
No, they couldn't.
They could make them stop teaching. They could make them stop preaching. But they couldn't make them stop singing. They just didn't know that the singing was preaching.
You know, we have this phrase in our church, this axiom, and it's the axiom is often quoted in Latin, lex orandi, lex est credendi, which means the rule of prayer is the rule of faith, or even put it in more colloquial terms, we pray what we believe, and we believe what we pray. And so even if we can't teach in a classroom style or lecture style, if we just go to church and pray and sing and pay attention, we are being taught the faith.
You're listening to the Orthodox Christian Hour, coming to you from St. Anthony Antiochian Orthodox Church in San Diego. We've been interviewing today Father John Finley with the Department of Missions and Evangelism of the Antiochian Orthodox Christian Archdiocese of North America, a musician, and a longtime friend. Thank you, Father John, for giving us your insights in regard to worship and music. We're going to have you back again, because this is an issue. People are interested in music and worship these days. It is not a small thing. So thank you once again.
You've been listening to the Orthodox Christian Hour, brought to you by St. Anthony Orthodox Christian Church, 4321 Eastgate Mall, La Jolla, just 3 blocks north of University Town Center on Genesee. Father John can be heard each Sunday, noon to 1 p.m. on KPRZ, and you're cordially invited to hear Father John in person, Sundays, 9:30 a.m. at St. Anthony Church, 4321 Eastgate Mall in La Jolla. We'd love to hear from you about your questions and concerns. Just call St. Anthony at 858-458-0992. That number again is 858-458-0992. As always, thanks to all of you for being with us today on the Orthodox Christian Hour. And now, Father, give us your blessing.
May the blessing of the Lord and his mercy come upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.